You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary.
Hi, I'm Chip, and this is 2MTL number 181 for December 26th. Let me commit heresy in the first few seconds of the podcast. A Christmas Carol has a heck of a lot in common with Voyage of the Damned. Once more, we've got a ship in crash-landing distress, and once again, subtlety is thrown out the window. After all, Stephen Moffat himself said that to compete with everything else happening on Christmas, not the least of which is the turkey coma, you can't hold anything back. So, once again, we've got a madhouse episode of Doctor Who on December 25th, but instead of the disaster movie model, A Christmas Carol sticks very consistently to the fairy tale atmosphere that permeated Series 5. I mean, flying fish, shark-driven carriages, a steampunk Dickens setting. Such things are there for no other reason than to look odd and cool. Although I can't decide if having Rory and Amy in their alternative costumes really is the latter. A Christmas Carol would be a triumph of atmosphere, if nothing else. But of course it is more than that. It's also a mood piece, a tear-jerking romance with the most genuine evocation of terror in the last 6 years. By that I mean, scary monsters are one thing, but my stomach was turned by the moments of physical abuse young Kazrin was threatened with. That's real, lasting human damage portrayed there, well beyond, say, repetitively killing Jack Harkness. On a lighter note, the developing relationship with Kazrin and Abigail is very moving. If you don't read into it the troubling subtext of Abigail being simply a lovely prize who's imprisoned and essentially under the sole control of Kazrin. Stockholm Syndrome, anyone? But hey, it's an hour-long TV show, and she was hoping to prolong her life. Moffat continues to aggressively use time travel as a story mechanism rather than a mere change of setting, and we're seeing the Doctor as more of a manipulator now, willfully rewriting a man's life, which I guess is more palatable than changing history? It's still pretty darn dark to me, and between that and the Doctor's continued evocation of Tom Hanks in Big or Pee-wee Herman as the perpetual child, I find myself enjoying the 11th Doctor less, even as I enjoy Matt Smith's performance more. A Christmas Carol isn't my favorite of the Christmas specials, but it is polished, well-acted, and meticulously scripted. It's the kind of episode that just barely gets away with using the Jaws theme as a space shark's fin moves across. And it's perfectly consistent with Series 5. So I give it 3 stars out of 5. Yes, and I look forward to your letters. And that's your 2-Minute Time Lord podcast for December 26th. You can find more episodes of 2MTL at twominutetimelord.com or on iTunes, where you can subscribe or leave a review if you're so inclined. I'm on Twitter at twitter.com/numeral2minutetimelord or facebook.com/numeral2minutetimelord. Thank you so much, and I'll talk to you again soon.